About 56,000 Vermonters needed health care in the last year but did not get it. That's according to the new VPR Vermont PBS Rural Life Survey. And affordability was a big reason why they didn't get that health care. But about a third of respondents also reported it was difficult to get an appointment during the hours they needed, and a little more than a third felt their health care location was too far or too difficult to get to. This does not come as a surprise to health care providers. They've been working across the state to find ways to make care easier to get. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman looks at the role telehealth services might play in helping Vermonters.
Right here on this patient, for example, we have the electrocardiogram, and you may or may not be able to tell.
Dr. Athos Rossias stands in front of a line of computer screens at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. He's monitoring patients who are in intensive care units in Bennington, Vermont, Keene, New Hampshire, and right here in another part of the hospital in Lebanon.
There are other folks here who are on mechanical ventilation.
This is a tele-ICU, and a doctor and a nurse are here in front of these computer screens 24/7, checking vital signs of patients at Southwestern Vermont Medical Center in Bennington, about 100 miles away. Before this technology existed, patients sometimes had to be moved from the Bennington Hospital when there wasn't a specialist on staff to care for them. That was bad for the patient and the family, according to Dr. Steve Surgenor, medical director here at the Dartmouth Hitchcock Tele-ICU. And Surgenor says it was also bad for the Bennington Hospital, because when a patient is moved, the payments move away too.
It's very helpful for a local hospital to have a way to keep patients in their existing ICU beds if they have ICU beds. It's good for that hospital, but it's also so good for those patients. They don't need to travel far distances to get care that they can get safely in their own community. It can be a turnaround scenario for some of these hospitals.
I think telehealth is a really important component for rural hospitals.
Devin Green is Vice President of Government Relations with Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. The VPR Vermont PBS Rural Life Survey found that traveling distance was one reason people had trouble getting health care. And Green said anytime telehealth can bring a specialist or a service into a hospital, it means a patient doesn't have to go outside of the area to get the care they need.
It takes a toll on people to have to drive a long distance, whether it's because of work or weather or, you know, you have small children. It's really nice to be able to stay in your own community and get your treatment there and have all those resources around you.
The tele-ICU is about as high-tech as telehealth gets right now in Vermont. But the range of services Vermont hospitals are using run from telepsychiatry, where a psychiatrist can evaluate a patient over video, to teleneurology, where a stroke patient, who might otherwise have to travel to another hospital, can be seen by a specialist who is off-site. The problem is that some of the technologies cost money, and at a time when Vermont's most rural hospitals are struggling, it can be hard to justify those startup costs. Six Vermont hospitals lost money last year, and while some technologies are relatively inexpensive, the tele-ICU cost Bennington about $250,000, not including a monthly fee Dartmouth Hitchcock charges for the service. Dr. George Terwilliger is chief medical officer at Grace Cottage Hospital in Townsend.
The promise is great in that it would give us access to specialists to actually have eyes on and listen to patients, so virtually examine them from afar, and we really do need those services. But my understanding is that we're not able to afford that.
There's a pretty wide disparity between how Vermont's hospitals are embracing telehealth. Grace Cottage and Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital in St. Johnsbury don't have any telehealth services, and some hospitals are just starting to experiment with different telehealth programs. Grace Cottage ran a pilot study last year to see how their patients reacted to telehealth in the home. Andrea Seaton is director of community relations at Grace Cottage, and she said the pilot study didn't go too well.
The problem in a rural area is connectivity. We really had tremendous connectivity issues, and what we learned is that in rural areas, connectivity needs to be greatly improved before telehealth in the home can take place.
During the last legislative session, lawmakers set up the Rural Health Services Task Force to figure out why some Vermont hospitals are losing money. The task force is expected to put together a series of recommendations, which will likely include how telehealth can help some hospitals. The report is due early next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.